You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840.
She just won't bloody go!
Shrieked Showy Selbrick. Joey sat perched on a hemp-covered sofa in the comfortable sty of Moonbeam. Moonbeam was Joey's co-leader of the Free Rangers and was taking time away from the politics of the farmyard to recover from chronic mastitis. She looked on, waxy-faced at a fuming Joey. Joey was incensed at the behaviour of Darlene Taker, a fellow free-range pig, a cunny like Moonbeam, who had all the prerequisites for party membership. She was a cunny, had a fondness for facial tattoos, and had memorised all the party slogans. But she had a dirty little secret. Darling was a darling first cunny, not a party first pig. That went directly against the Free Rangers manifesto, because even though their name was Free Range, the reality was one of collectivism and subservience, all presided over by Showy on her own, Moonbeam's absence.
Does she even realise how this makes us look? I swear, I can feel Winnie Ben's contempt every time I enter the farmhouse. How dare, she put her own provisions before party? Ugh, Moonbeam, she even blocked the rest of the party members from a meeting. She's got to bloody go!
Showy was gesticulating wildly, spilling her triple-shot single-origin organic oat milk latte all over the carefully curated furnishings. Moonbeam did not miss this at all. The bitching and the bickering, and that was just from Showy. Moonbeam smiled gently.
What support are you getting from the others in the party?
She asked, knowing full well that this would never have happened under Shawshank. His gentle moderation was sorely missed, and the weight of co-leadership was the mantle that was heavily weighing on an increasingly hysterical Showy.
Like who?
Squealed Showy.
Ricky just nods and yep, 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 yaps. No one sees him, let alone listens to him. Ugh, I guess that's what you get when you're a chihuahua. And Laurie Wooferry, well, he's more interested in face painting and glitter bombs than he is in the nuances of inter-party politics. Honestly, I feel like I'm carrying this all on my own.
Showy sighed and looked up at her soft-faced friend.
Oh, I better go. Thanks for the chat. Get well soon, Moonbeam. I miss you.
And with that, Showy turned on a trotter and left, and Moonbeam waved with relief as she clip-clopped down the path. Showy was caught between a literal rock and a hard place. There was an oft-never-used bylaw in the farmhouse constitution for removing animals who left their parties but refused to relinquish their seats. Problem being, the Free Rangers had always vocally and forcefully opposed this. And now Showy was faced with the bitter pill of succumbing to political hypocrisy or facing a very visible failure in the farmhouse day after day. She returned into the farmyard with no idea what her next move will be. Meanwhile, Darlene saw Showy leave Moonbeam's and knew she would be the topic of conversation. She had no intention of leaving. Her world was falling apart. Her mate, a European pot-bellied pig, had very different ideas on pasture management and made full and free use of visiting animals to the farm, not providing them all the full benefits and provisions of those resident to Kiwi Farm. Darling was aware of her partner's proclivities, but she had a political career to pursue and now had fallen foul of the dictatorial domination and dominion of the prodigal pig herself, Showy Selbrick. Darling had been underestimated her entire life and was not going anywhere. She was a cunny first and foremost. And if it was Utu Showy wanted, then Utu is what she'll get. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.